talk about your offensive struggles in the first half.
I think offensively, we just got hurried a lot. I think they did a good job of pressuring us, and they sped us up a lot. We didn't catch and read the defense a lot of times, and I know me personally, I didn't make a lot of plays that I usually make, and that's solely on me as a starter on our team. So I think I take a lot of responsibility for us struggling offensively, but as a team, we rushed it a lot.
How much did their trapping in the post affect you trying to get the ball out and just slowing down the offense as a whole?
I think we run a lot of things through me in the post, and I just got to do a better job of reading who should get the ball out of the post. That's another thing they did a good job of speeding me up. I think it's just adjustment for me, learning how to play through that.
Yeah, you know, Bryant deserved to win the game. Played harder, played smarter than us on both sides of the ball. I thought they did a terrific job, and obviously extremely disappointing in so many different ways how we played, the losses, and as I said, I'm totally caught up in results here, but it was how we played that was extremely disappointing, and I don't want to take anything away from Brian. I thought they played smart and tough and shared it and played to the end of the shot clock when they had to. They didn't, you know, shoot the ball all that well, obviously, but I just thought they played with an understanding where we did not play really smart basketball, and that's ultimately my fault that we did not play like we were coached very well.
As you heard, Ryan took some responsibility, but looking at the free throw attempts he had today, clearly his shooting was affected by the injury.
Yeah,
rebounds, he got 14 and did a good job. But
I think that the issue with the offense is there's a lot of things, but with Ryan and Dennis, Ryan, Cliff hasn't really practiced in 3 weeks, and Ryan's been on his ankle. So that's all part of it. I mean, that's college basketball. You guys are banged up. I think both those guys got to somehow be mentally ready to go. We got to coach them through it. As I said, I didn't like any execution part of the game at all. And we missed a lot of open shots early on, so we get tight. But I just didn't like how we executed throughout the game.
Has the three-point struggles, has that surprised you?
Well, Ryan should take three-pointers, to be quite honest with you. That's part of knowing it, so that's execution in my mind. So he should take them. Today, Lonnie goes 2 for 5. That's, you know, that's pretty good. O's 0 for 3. Joe's 2 for 6. The two freshman guards are not great three-point shooters at this point in their careers. I think they'll gather and be that as we go along. So I kind of expect us to be kind of inconsistent in the three. What I would hope we would do is be a little more judicious in how we shoot them sometimes. And we're not shooting a ton of them, but I just thought we settled on a couple of them. A couple you have to take, they're wide open. But there's a lot more to our lack of offense. You know, ball reversals, hard cuts, being strong with the ball, just really poor fundamentals, in my opinion, that we have to do a much better job.
What can you do in the next couple of days to get them ready for Penn State?
There's no simple magic pill here. I'm going to try to prepare, and the coaches are going to try to prepare every way we can for Penn State, and then we're going to work our tails off mentally and physically to get ready for another, you know, obviously hard game on the road. lot of this game is mental. Unfortunately, you gotta take this pill and you gotta swallow it. You gotta look yourself in the mirror and play through it, and then you gotta go work hard. You gotta work harder and smarter. You gotta figure out ways, each of us. You can't worry about the past. You gotta go forward. Or as we build this program, there's going to be some bumps in the road. There's going to be some ups and downs, and obviously this is a sharp one right to the heart that you have to take and bounce back.
Obviously, had trouble inbounding the ball on the last play. Was Olivier the first option?
No, that's poor execution. That's a side out that we run in that circumstances. Two guys, we out of timeouts. I would love to use one there, but. It's a call. It's a set that we run all the time. He was running another set. So poor execution. The ball's supposed to go to Ryan, but there's a couple of different actions that are happening. You got one with the bouncer coming right back, and then you got a ball screen or dribble handoff right at Joe in the corner. We never executed the play that was called.
So it was a wrong read or just a mistake?
I have to look at it again, but it looks like Olivier was running another play. And this is part of our issue as a team. The communication isn't great, and we talk about it, we harp on it, but just the poise to say, huddle up before that, here's the call. Nobody did that. I'm trying to direct it, and the guy jumps in, gets out of bounds, and no one really, I think four guys were on the same page, the other guy wasn't. Inexperience. But it shouldn't happen, and it's, I got to do a better job of making sure that we communicate better.
Any other questions for the coach?
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Steve. Nice time.